Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 50. The 2016 budget process for Racine County will be launched next week with County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's speech to the county board. On AM 1400 WRJN this morning, Delagrave wouldn't provide details but said his first budgeting proposal will include components he talked about to supervisors back in the spring. Delagrave left the Human Services Department to run for county executive but has a solid understanding of the needs of the Ridgewood Care Center.
You know, it's so important that we get them the proper care because they can't take care of themselves. So we want to continue to make Ridgewood the best nursing home in the area, and with budget cuts and some other things going on, you know, I just that's what weighs on my mind the most, is trying to make sure those residents get cared for.
Following next Tuesday night's budget speech, the County Board's Finance Committee will conduct a series of meetings with the leaders of each department. The public hearing is October 22nd, and a final vote of the board is scheduled for November 3rd. Dunham Sports is looking to be open for the holiday shopping season in the former Sears space at Regency Mall in Racine. But an issue about signage on the outside of the building, specifically the north and west walls, has cropped up. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski says Dunham is requesting sign standards be amended to allow almost a dozen 5-by-16-foot mural-type signs aimed at creating visibility from Green Bay Road, a distance of some 900 feet. Jeff Perkins, representing Dunham, argued their proposal is more a display of art than signage, and there's been no major opposition in other locations.
It almost sounds as though if these were painted on the wall, that would then be acceptable. However, if we look at, you know, I don't know when the word mural was defined, but I would guess that was before the advancement of technology. Computers have, and large format printing has allowed us the opportunity to now print these in the manner that we're proposing, to make these as a banner that's mounted on with a frame that can then be interchanged.
Alderman Henry Perez, similar to his argument to approve the CVS project at Washington and Ohio, said he couldn't understand why the city hinders business opportunities in this fashion. Commissioner Tony Verranth motioned to defer the issue for 2 weeks so the city and Dunham can talk compromise possibilities. The Village Board in Summers unanimously supports a new tax incremental financing district that will include a proposed festival food store not far from the Walmart Supercenter grocery store, as well as a multifamily residential development. It will be set up northwest of the intersection of Highways 31 and S and could draw upward of $145 million worth of development. The 85,000-square-foot Festival Foods grocery store project involves Commercial Horizons, while Bear Development has the multifamily housing plan. Representative Dale Coinga is among a group of state lawmakers who want to update state compensation for those wrongly convicted.
What we don't want to gives perception, I think politicians, it's tempting to do this, is that we're delivering justice. There's no amount of money that we could give these individuals that delivers justice.
A bipartisan bill would increase the amounts, currently the nation's lowest, to $50,000 annually with a $1 million cap. Racine area State Senator Van Wongard is among the co-sponsors of the measure. Visitors to the state capitol building in Madison will have to avoid the rotunda for the next month.
The State Department of Administration says the first and second floors of the Capitol Rotunda will be closed from October 5th through November 10th, so repair work on the interior of the Capitol Dome can be done. The area is probably one of the most heavily trafficked routes in the building, with school groups, blood drives, concerts, ceremonies, and news conferences frequently held underneath the dome. Protesters have also staged daily sing-alongs in the area since 2011, although the group has often moved when other events are taking place in the area. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The city of Racine, through its forestry division, has a deal for you as the grips of winter get closer. Anyone living east of I-94 can take advantage of the Waste Wood Program, which delivers almost 5 cords of unbundled, uncut wood, measuring 12 to 42 inches in diameter, which can be used for fireplaces, as saw logs, or for landscaping purposes. The wood is free, but there's a delivery fee of $75 plus tax when you put in a request form through the Park and Rec Office in the City Hall Annex. The document is available online at cityofracine.org/forestry. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.